Good morning. It's October 28th, 2011. The time is 9:57 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here in upstate New York on a Friday morning where I am sitting next to Max, who is resting, as you can tell from the picture, the cover picture to this audio boo that I took just a few moments ago, and attached it to a posting that I did on Google Plus, which I will put the link down in the comment sections to this audio boo. But there's a picture of the implant that was removed from Max's leg yesterday, who had surgery. So it was a full day of concern for Max. And he's home. Got home last night, so it was just he didn't have to make the long couple-day stay as he had to when the implant was put in back in August of 2010. And he has that type of implant in both of his legs, and where it assists in rebuilding and re-strengthening the knee area after he's torn his ACL, which he had done on the left leg first, and then 3 weeks after that, the right leg went. So, but Dr. Jeff from the veterinarian office where we take Max, he performed the surgery yesterday. He did the initial surgery of putting the implants in, and but after the leg is, once they're put in and once the leg in the, around the knee area builds up that cartilage, these implants aren't really needed anymore, but they give extra strength. But this particular one in his left, in Max's left leg, somehow broke. I guess it's sort of like the way Dr. Jeff explained it. It was like flexing metal. It just at a certain point that kept on flexing, and just like any type of thin metal, you flex it enough times, it is going to break. So we have a little keepsake of that implant for Max's scrapbook, and I wanted to, as I expressed in my Google Plus post, which I put on Twitter, of course, and on my Facebook as well, for family and friends there that on the Facebook, to thank all those that throughout yesterday expressing their concern about Max. That is greatly appreciated. And the order of the day is to keep him relaxed. He is walking a little bit, hobbling, but as the days go by here over the next week or so, he'll gain strength in that leg, and it'll be just as good as new, because he won't have that extra irritation that's been bothering him here for what we think is the last 2 weeks, but it could have been a little bit longer from what we're looking, backtracking on his behaviors there over the last month and stuff, that certain signs that were there that we didn't really see until it became apparent from his excessive limping and failure to put weight on the leg. But he is resting well. He is my buddy. He is my good friend. He's one of my family members. So just wanted to do a quick audio boo update concerning Max, who if you met him, he is a great dog. So that's all I have for this morning. You all have a great Friday. Be fire safe. Be fire wise. Learn not to burn. Ciao for now, and peace.